would you look at that? A visitor. Curious? Or actively searching for these tags? Browsing GWA, looking to hear a man tell you a story, so you can get a bit of excitement out of a quiet night. Maybe you refused to go out with friends, or maybe you had planned to stay in and give yourself a bit of loving. You are so needy, after all. Well, congratulations. You found me. I'm the one who will sate your lust by fueling your imagination, your darkest fantasies. I know exactly what you crave. But first, I want you to follow every single word I say to the letter. Every command must be followed. Every question must be answered. Every little whimper out of you should be suppressed. But I'm not holding my breath. No one can stay silent while listening to this. I want you to lay in bed. I don't want you to listen to this on the bus, returning from your day at work, or relaxing in the living room on the couch. No. I want you in a bed. Your bed and I want you to get as comfortable as you want. Slide under those covers. Get your body temperature rising. I want you to be wearing an old t-shirt that you sleep in and some thin panties. No gown, no loose shorts, and not naked. At least not yet. I want you to wear exactly what I say. You may pause this audio to change into the required clothing, or, if you're already dressed as such, you may continue. If you do not meet any of those demands, the bed, being under the sheets, and wearing what I said, then you stop this audio. Play it from the start when you're ready. Let's begin. I want you to relax, to get in the mood that I will set forth. Your heart rate should slow down while you take in a deep breath through your nose, and let it all out through your mouth. There we go. Keep breathing slowly as I explain to you exactly what you're getting yourself into. I'm not sugarcoated. I am a very dominant person who loves to control his cute little pet, to give her tasks and to expect her to complete them, to fuck her senseless until she becomes a mumbling mess. But I'm not cruel. No, no, no. I care for my pet, and tonight, you are my pet. I will care for you. I'll even be gentle because, honestly, you're not ready to get fucked. No. First, you must open up your mind and accept that you are mine. Don't think about anything else. Do not get distracted. Focus on my voice and what I'm proposing. This is your first choice. Will you give yourself to me? It would be fruitless for you to say no. It would ruin any attempts to sculpt myself into your subconscious. You wouldn't want that, no, would you? It would be a good thing to invite me in, to give you what you want the most, undeniable pleasure. All you have to do is say yes. do it for me, pet. Say yes. My cute little pet is learning so fast. Did it feel good to obey the command? Come on, tell me. I know it did. I can see how eager you're getting. You're loving this, aren't you? To have someone tell you what to do is filling you with happiness. It makes you feel like you have a purpose when pleasing me, doesn't it? It just makes sense, as if all the pieces of the puzzle suddenly fall into place, and your place is in your bed, listening to me, and doing everything I tell you to. Do you want to please me again? Good job. I didn't even have to ask you twice that time. Well, if my cute little pet insists, your second choice is simple. Do you want me to kiss your lips or kiss your neck? Tell me. While it was a choice, I can't let your mind wonder what it would feel like if you picked the other option. Now could I? Why don't I treat you and kiss both? First your lips. And going down to your neck. Absolutely beautiful right now. You do. The way your hair pulls around your head, and your eyes are filled with lust. You might not even realize you're blushing. My cute little pet. I did say I was going to be gentle. Are you ready for your next choice? I didn't hear that. Speak up, pet. Good girl. Now, I want to know something. Which scenario excites you the most? I'll go slowly. Just listen to my voice. Keep track of both scenarios, and then I'll ask you which you prefer. You may not touch yourself at any point during this. I am the only one who can tell you when you can touch yourself. Do I make myself clear? Good girl. The first one is a party. One of your friends brought you along. She knows this man who owns a farm, and when you arrive, you notice how far the next-door neighbors are. There's very little traffic, and you both had trouble finding the place. You pull up onto a long dirt road, the house barely lit up at the far end of it. When you reach the house, you see a few people inside and hear the thumping of music. There's a few cars, but the surrounding area is so dark, you can't tell how many there are. You both get out, and once you reach the front door, a man greets the two of you. Turns out he owns the farm and is the host of the party. He has a strong build, a tall frame, and his eyes never leave yours as he welcomes you both inside. It doesn't take long for everyone to look your way, and a cold shiver runs down your back as you realize you and your friend are the only two women there. Every guest is a man that looks just as strong as the host. You try to whisper to your companion that you don't feel comfortable, but it's impossible to do so without the guests noticing. All the men are staring at you, every inch of your body examined. You look to your friend only to see her smile when you look her way. Three words escape her lips. Three words that turns a cold shiver into a river of ice. she's all yours. In seconds, you're overpowered as a dozen men grapple you into submission, holding your arms behind your back, tying your wrists together, gagging you, blindfolding you, ripping your clothes off your body, slapping your ass cheeks and breasts. You can hear them groan with need as the sound of their belt buckles being undone fills the air. You scream into your gag as the first cuck plunges into you. You're not wet. The only lubrication is his spit. He doesn't care how you feel. He just wants to pump his seed deep inside of you, hammering in and out, saying how perfect your pussy wraps around his cock. The other men slap their cocks against every inch of your body. And they're excited, leaving trails of pre-cum on your cheeks and forehead, your thighs, your ass. But you can't do a thing about it except take it. The passage of time is unknown to you. All you know is that they took you out into the barn and tied you to a rope hanging from a wooden beam. The rope digs into your wrists as you're violated. They never stop fucking your pussy. They've broken in your tight little asshole as they penetrate both of your holes at once. You're cut loose and passed around, laying on a picnic table as they spit roast you, plugging your throat as you cry helplessly around the mouth full of cock. Strings of drool and cum covering your chin. Your makeup is ruined and you feel so sore. Shame that they all want to go on all night. The sound of birds singing wakes you up and you groan out in pain. You remember everything, and much to your embarrassment, you remember coming your brains out. They tugged on your clit as they filled you with cum. In fact, you can still feel some of it dripping out of your holes. The owner of the farm walks in, and he explains to you your new role. It gets very lonely out here, and luckily he found your friend. You know, the one that took you here in the first place. But he doesn't want you to worry about her. She loved getting fucked for hours on end, too. It was just a little too much for her to handle on her own, so she thought of you to help her out. And that's exactly what you are now. A little slut to fuck until she passes out from sheer pleasure. An overload of orgasms every single night until your mind breaks. You'll be obedient after a few years. I hope you didn't touch yourself, pet. That sure was a very naughty scenario, wouldn't you agree? Your wet little panties seem to think so. I want you to slide a finger down there. Just one. Tell me, pet. Are you wet? No. That answer doesn't satisfy me. I want you to tell me, yes, sir, I am so fucking wet. Come on, pet. Tell me. Good girl. You love being called a good girl, don't you? Well, if my good girl is ready, I can tell you the second scenario. For this one, I want you to rub yourself as much as you want, but I don't want you to take off your underwear. Not allowed to sneak a finger under either. I want those little panties to be soaked by the time I'm done talking. The second scenario is all about love. You weren't expecting to hear that, were you? Yes, love. You met him online. He seems nice. He was funny, witty, charming. He was the real deal. Your heart fluttered each time you two messaged one another, and finally, it escalated to calling each other. You two would talk well into the early hours of the morning about anything and everything. It wasn't until a few weeks later did he get more adventurous. Out of the blue, he asked if you wanted to try something for him. You agreed, and much to your disappointment, he immediately headed offline. Strange, you thought, but you're not left wondering for long when there's a knock on your door the next day. A delivery man hands you a brown package and wishes you a good day. The box is heavy, and there's no return address. You're barely able to contain your excitement as you tear the box open to find a vibrator. You're surprised, and you wonder who would send you such a thing. It's very sleek and pink, with little rabbit ears to take care of that clit of yours. You're not exactly willing to try it, at least not now, so you put it back in the box and get on with your day. It does nag at the back of your mind, but you've got other things to do. Night comes and your online crush pops online and calls you. Before you can even say hi, he asks if you use the vibrator. You gasp, confusion filling your mind. How did he know where you lived? Why did he send you a vibrator? You ask him those questions, but he refuses to answer, only wanting to know if you used it or not. You tell him no, and he logs off. You try to contact him, but it's all in vain. Seems you'll chat tomorrow night and not a day earlier. While lying in bed, your mind wanders over to the vibrator. What have you got to lose? It's a gift, after all. You throw caution to the wind and fetch the box. Pull the vibrator out and begin sliding it up and down your pussy lips. Much to your surprise, you grow wet rather quickly. It doesn't take long before you plunge the vibrator deep inside yourself. Your walls instantly clamp down, and as if by magic, you begin coming. Your body shakes instantly. This pleasure racks your nerves, and you cry out both in surprise and pleasure. While thrashing in your bed, the vibrator comes to life, and the bunny ears are quick to attack your clit. Your orgasm melts into another, and then another, and another, until you begin squirting. You can't help but shout out in disbelief. As much as you try, whenever you can reach down and gather enough strength to pull the vibrator out, it refuses to budge. You attempt to sit up, but you can't. And when you do, it only pushes the vibrator deeper, nudging it against your cervix as it fills you completely. It's then that you realize it. Your pussy didn't clamp down on it. The vibrator simply grew 3 times its size to give you that full feeling. As the throes of a never-ending orgasm takes its toll on your body, your eyes unable to stay open as you feel yourself pass out, you see your bedroom door open. You see him, the delivery man, your online crush. He was the one who gave you the box. And then everything goes dark. You wake up with your hair sticking to your forehead. You feel sweaty, dirty, drained. Your bed is a puddle of your pussy juice, proof that last night did happen, and that you came like no other time before. You can barely throw a blanket over your naked body when you see him walk into the room. He really was here. And seems he spent the night by your side, watching the white of your eyes as you shook uncontrollably from the pleasure. He plants a kiss on your lips, and you're too weak to protest in the slightest. He tells you that he has more plans for you if you accept to become his girlfriend. All he wants is a girl to love and support, as you both act as equals, but in the bedroom, he wants to tie you down, fill your holes with a vibrator or two, and then watch you orgasm until the batteries run out. And that's scenario number two, pet. I hope you didn't come, but you must be so, so close. I'll let you come. I'll even help you. But first, you must tell me, which scenario did you enjoy the most? Do you want to be taken against your will by complete strangers? Fucked by a dozen men who only want to satisfy themselves, and then wake up in a barn, far from any town, and be at the mercy of the man who orchestrated your kidnapping? A man who wants to use you for what you are good for. Breeding. To leave your pussy and asshole plugged up with cum while the aftertaste of semen lingers on your tongue. Or do you prefer to fall in love with someone online? A simple friend request transforming into a supposedly long-distance relationship. He who knows you better than yourself. To deliver a package that will change your life. To let the little orgasm-addicted slut inside of you break out of her shell. To have him as a lover and expand your sexual horizons as you finally meet, while cumming your brains out. So tell me, pet, which one do you want to live out the most? To ditch your current life, no matter how exciting or mundane it is, and plunge head first into a world of depravity, of being used by an unknown amount of men and bread, or fall in love to a man who wants his own plaything? Take your pick. Tell me which one made you wetter. Be honest. Good girl. I can see why you would pick that one. I love how you're squeezing your thighs together, trying so hard to suppress those moans. Your imagination must be running wild. I believe now is a good time to give you that orgasm you crave. I hope you were a good girl and didn't go any further than rubbing that needy pussy of yours over your panties. If you have, well, you deserve a reward. Slide your panties off now. Again, so eager. This time I can see how badly you want this. Your panties are absolutely drenched. Does my little slut want to finger her needy little pussy? Well, what are you waiting for? Plunge a finger in and enjoy it. That's it. I can hear your wetness. You can kick off the bed sheets if you haven't already. You must be sweating so much. And you still look so beautiful. Nothing pleases me more than seeing my little pet enjoying her reward for being such a good girl. You are. You are my good girl. And I want you to slide in another finger. Yeah. All the way in. There you go. That's my pet. You can toy with your clit if you're so desperate for that orgasm. I hope you do give it some attention. It's just begging to be touched. Our little pet is getting so close. I don't want you to come just yet. I want to count down from 10. And when I reach 1, you will come for me. Can my pet do that? Can she please me once more? Perfect. Are you ready? 10. You've been waiting so long for this. 9. But you're almost there. 8. Hearing those stories was just too much. 7. Being used and abused. 6. Coming so hard that you pass out. 5. It's what you really want in life, isn't it? 4. To please people. 3. To please me. 2. So get ready to come. 1. Come for me. Come so that you can please me. Come like a good little pet should. Come on. Come. Oh, that's it. That's it. Good girl. Don't stop. Keep pumping those fingers in that soaking cunt of yours until your legs spasm. I want your whole body to shake. Such a good girl. There we go. Feel the pleasure. Feel how it takes over your whole world. You can think of nothing except that orgasm. You can stop now. Take a few seconds to come back down. Good girl. Such a good, good girl. You did so well. I'm so proud of you. You followed all of my commands. You answered all of my questions. You were the perfect little pet. Breathe in and out again while I hold you, okay? Breathe in. And breathe out. Sound. Nothing to worry about. They were just fantasies, that's all. They can't affect you. I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. But it's time for me to go. We'll see each other again, don't worry. I'm not going too far. I'll come back when you want to think of those fantasies again. It's what I do best. I am, after all, the devil in your dreams.